I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Thank you.
Did you say Word Party? I love that show.
Word Party?
Yeah, you don't know Word Party?
I don't.
So good.
Yeah, I think you've talked to me about it. I love words, so I probably really love that show.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. I think I should watch it. Was it on Disney or something?
No. It's
Sprout.
It's Netflix.
Oh.
Sprout.
Yeah.
What's Sprout?
You know, I want to say it was like its own channel when my kids were little.
Oh. Well,
we had a nighty night thing.
We have Baby First. No?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know Sprout. Yeah. I know Baby First.
It's sort of fun that they all get their own. Their generation will know their shows, and it's cute. I like it.
Yo Gabba Gabba, I think, came back, but I don't know that we've watched it. I don't know. I'm not up on all that right now.
They did a live show, the Yo Gabba Gabba people?
Yeah, they're...
That's the Go Crazy. Go Crazy.
Crazy. Yes.
Go Crazy.
Yeah, they have a really good thing that they stopped doing, and it looks like I'd heard they're doing it again, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But, you know, wherever there's an offer, someone is figuring out how to make it happen. How do we make that happen?
I'd love to rake in some of those
dollars. Where are those damn costumes? Let's find those things.
Get those things back
on.
Dust
those off.
Air those out.
Anyway.
Hi, Wednesday.
Hot.
Oh, my God. It's an MF-er. Like, yesterday, I was just melting.
It's like perfect. Out there.
Well, you live in Millbrae, so of course it was 75 and sunny.
95 at my house yesterday.
Similar. It was crazy hot. It was just standing around in the shade. I was like, okay, there's just sweat running down me. This feels great.
Was that boob sweat? Is that the international sign for boob sweat?
Yeah, I have boob sweat, side sweat. It's just that whole thing where like your shirt is so wet, it's just sticking to you and it's not helping. And they're, oh boy.
I had to take my car for service.
Ah.
And the places, I bought that car specifically because I knew that there was a Mercedes repair guy, you know, 2 miles from my house. So that was sort of my thought process.
Oh, nice. I'll be able to get this thing worked on.
I can get this car and then I'll have this guy service the thing. It'll be the easiest.
What could be easier than that?
Not much.
It's the way to do it.
Solid decision making. Got it.
So yesterday I texted the missus and said, listen, I got to drop the car off. So, and I'll start walking home. But if you could, you know, come and grab me off the side of the road,
that'd be awesome.
It'd be great. Cause I'm going to be carrying my bag and, you know.
Oh, so you stopped on your way home from here. You dropped the car and then you walked.
I went straight to the place.
Got it.
Like I didn't go home. I had to.
You had all your junk with you.
I had all my stuff with me.
Yeah.
So she goes, yeah, no problem. I'm busy, but I'll get there. So I get there and I drop it off and I text her and I go, okay, I'm going to start walking. A mile later, I'm like, I pull my phone out and I'll...
No response.
Huh. Hello?
I'm halfway home now.
A little hot out here. How about some help? Oh, I'm sorry. We have a total emergency, but I'll come get you right now. Another half mile later.
Well, I mean...
She skids up.
She's like a quarter of the drive.
I'm almost home now. You might as I should have just called you off. I'm on the last turn.
Oh boy.
Hop in. I gotta go. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well,
boy.
That was nice of her, though, to
try.
Save you 1,000 steps.
Yeah. Mm. Hot.
Yeah.
Very
hot. Really, really hot. Yesterday, Eddie Heft is staying in my guest house.
Did you guys party or what?
We didn't. First of all, he doesn't party. He's on this weird diet. I'll let him tell you about it. He's so.
I don't want to hear about it.
No. You're gonna.
I don't
want to
hear about it. You know who also talks about their diets all the time is Scott.
Kapuha.
Oh, I mean, Ayurvedic. Get out.
This is his. He made this diet up. It's the dumbest thing you've ever heard. Like, it's all I can do not to laugh in his face. Like, what
he's
are
doing
you doing?
A bit, right?
He is
it like
doing
his phobia of elevators, too?
My God, that guy. So,
I just went to security to see if I could bypass that. So there's going to be another
Yeah, he's got a fear of elevators. He's ridden our elevator before because he's had to. Because I think the one time you took him up, we got in trouble for it or something. Or
the one time I opened the stairwell.
The alarm.
The siren goes off.
Yeah.
And so they tried to turn it off for me now, just a second ago. Because I said, hey, it's an emergency. This guy just, you know, this very famous
and really amazing
comedian is has a really big fear of elevators. Can we? So they tried to turn it off and they couldn't. So I'll have to go down there and let them know again.
So he
and
calls me yesterday. Yeah, it's really nice of you to go to those lengths to accommodate him. He needs accommodation, too. The guy is... he calls me yesterday, or he texts me, I guess, yesterday morning and says, hey, I'll be up there this afternoon. I've got an appointment in Aramos, which is near you, right?
Say it again?
It's spelled Aromas, but he says it's Aramos. And
I've never heard of that.
It's somewhere in
Santa Cruz?
Yeah, near there. It's like... yeah, look it up. You'll see. It's sort of somewhere along the big bay, the Monterey Bay. So I'm like, I'd never heard of it. I'm like, Aromas? What is that, some kind of weird autocorrect? And sure enough, I look it up, Aromas, California, and there
Monterey County.
Yeah, it's inland a little bit. But he goes, oh, I have a meeting in Silicon Valley. So then he sends me the name of the town.
This is a farm community. What is he talking about?
Don't ask me. So he's got this meeting. And he says, the meeting's at noon. So then he gets there, and they're like, the meeting's at 2. So he's got to hang out for 2 hours there. And I'm thinking, oh, you know what you should do? You should just hit up Vinny.
Oh,
you should
right.
just hang out with Vinny today.
He didn't text me at all.
I know. I didn't. I sort of hinted, like, oh, you're closer to Vinny. You should stay in Vinny's guest house. That'd be great.
What?
Just kidding. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. So, but I did think, you know.
Actually, it could have happened. All he had to do was write me, but, you know.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. I suppose you've got the apartment. But mm-hmm. he still would have had to drive in here today.
It'd be nice, though, for him to, you know, see me or talk to me before mm-hmm. he's got his eye on my place. But, you know, either way.
Right. So he finally gets to my house at, like, 6:15. I go to bed at 6:30. So he gets to my house at 6:15, and he's shot out of a cannon. It's like, because he's been in the car for 3 hours, he mm-hmm. hasn't had anyone to talk to, so all his thoughts have to come out right then. Like, he opens with, oh my God, have you done this thing? What's my callsign.com? I'm like,
what's my call sign?
He goes, are you into Top Gun? Are you into Top Gun? Because Top Gun.
Oh, I saw you do that. That was neat. I like that.
Oh, yeah. So I can't get it to come up on my phone, so I'm like, oh, I can't get it to come up. Like, he goes, you got to reset your phone. There's something going on with your phone. Let's get this thing up there. So finally, like, I mean, he's driven to get me. My call sign's Laser, by the way. I think his is like Beetle or something.
Aromas has a population of 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Who in the F did he think he was meeting out there?
Some guy who's going to co-produce a show with him. Don't ask me.
The guy lives on a farm in Aromas.
Maybe he lives in like the one apartment building at the one stoplight in the whole town.
I'm not down talking Aromas.
No. Just, like, I don't know anything about it.
That's where he's got a meeting?
In Aromas. Aromas.
Okay, sorry. Go on. You were saying...
Nothing. So he's just... I mean, honestly, I said to him a couple times during the day, I'm like, my bedtime's 6:30. I'll stay up a little bit later for you, but I'm pushing it. So I'm, you know, everything's ready and I got to drive in. So I got my coffee mugs and everything's all set. And he finally shows up and then he's just shot out of a cannon. So then John, I'm like, it's 6:45, pushing 7. I'm like, you guys, I really have to go. I got to go to bed.
Oh, John.
And John's looking at me like, what am I going to do with this guy?
Well, show him to the guest quarters and be done with it.
Well, He had to eat, and he has a special thing he has to eat.
Oh, you guys.
So John and he took off on bikes, and that's the last I saw of them. Eddie F.
Oh,
on the show.
Fun.
Yeah, no, I actually love Eddie. It's just that it's almost like you need a certain amount of time to deal with Eddie. Like I had half an hour really, and it just wasn't enough because the Top Gun thing really did take priority.
He sounds only slightly easier than Scott Capurro, and only slightly.
I'm going to say they both have their own challenges.
He's never destroyed your car though.
Well, I haven't really given him the opportunity to yet. It's true. They've done a lot of damage at the place. But it's anyway, it should be fun to talk to him today because he's weird. Long time friend of the show. Like, Eddie's been on so many times. He has a show tonight at Cobb's.
That's right.
And
8 p.m.
It's an 18 and up show. It's a one night only kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And so there are a few tickets left if you're thinking, hey, I'm a comedy connoisseur. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go check out Eddie. He's really funny. Hopefully he doesn't spend too much time on this, what's my call sign?
It's like,
you got to let it go, dude. Who cares if I can find my call? I did, though. Don't worry. I'm Laser. Call me Laser from now on.
Oh.
I think his was like Thunderbolt or Tumult or something. I'm not sure. Some crazy... Doesn't matter because who cares about it?
Yeah, what does it mean?
It's stupid.
What does it translate
to?
Dumb.
Yeah.
I'm no happy for you.
Yeah. Thanks. It was a good. And then it was just so hot, right? So there we are. We're standing like out in front of my house, and he's talking about this thing like so. He's so enthusiastic about it, but we're standing in the full sun, and I'm like, get your stuff. Let's go. And he's all, rah, 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 rah. Like, he hadn't been talking to anyone for 3 hours. We had, oh, I'm sorry. He did have an hour long conversation with Hooman in the car.
Oh.
On the phone?
On the phone. Yeah. We're all a little concerned about where Hooman's mind is lately. I don't know when he became like a way right wing crazy person, but it's happened.
Well, that is the party of God.
Mm.
It mm-hmm. is.
He's been doing a lot of traveling to, church camps and stuff like that. So
oh, that sounds so fun. That sounds so great.
He's met a bunch of people out there. That
yeah. What does Chris Kelly
feel
about
it? I see it now more than ever how you two hit it off and have been so tight for all these years. Mm-hmm. You really do have a lot in common.
What, the Jesus thing? Yeah,
all the stuff.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right-wing politics.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Your sacrifices for him make total sense to me now.
Yeah. Oh. Boy, I just wonder how Chris Kelly deals with that. Chris is, you know, does
Chris
he just,
is
does he
very
just not...
open to everything. Like he likes to hear all perspectives.
But does Hooman even tell him his perspective? I would think he'd.
Oh yeah,
hide Hooman's that, tamp that
certainly
down around.
Cagey about certain things.
Anyway,
well, he doesn't want to turn the spigot off.
Right, right. Game over, brah. Anyway, good morning, you guys. It's Wednesday. We got a big show planned for you today. All kinds of fun stuff happening. It's already 6:05. Let's make this legal. Hump day. KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Moore Show. We'll be right back.
Kill it. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.